Sue Lynn.
Mr. Chairman, thank you so much, and Mr. Secretary, thank you for your, you know, focus and interest in the Gulf Coast and your many visits down and your commitment to the restoration of our region and the investments in our national parks and state parks. And I know that you have a passion for conservation, and we appreciate that. But I want to add my voice to try to clarify that, in fact, the oil and gas production in our country, as you just tried to explain, is lower than it has ever been on federal lands, both offshore and onshore. And the increase has come from production on private land. Now, those are the facts. I'm not arguing about the price of gas, and I would say to my Republican colleagues that they should know that we can't drill our way out of this problem. We cannot drill our way back to $2 or $3 gasoline. And I don't want to engage in bumper sticker politics, but I do want to engage in good policy for this country. And speaking from Louisiana's perspective, we need to get a more aggressive drilling policy in this country. We can't drill our way out, but we most certainly can create jobs. We most certainly can strengthen the U.S. Independence. We most certainly can reduce our reliance on foreign oil. And the facts are that drilling on public lands are down, and they need to be increased. The other fact is, contrary to the inference that we are drilling everywhere we can in the Outer Continental Shelf, you know, Mr. Secretary, the facts are these. We are drilling on less than 2% of the OCS. 2%. Now, only a small portion is leasable, and of that leasable portion, we're drilling on 2%. The OCS is 200 miles wide, and it goes from Oregon to Maine, and we're drilling on less than 2%. So I just think that it's important for us to be clear about what our situation is. In addition, I want to say that despite the administration's arguments that are laid out that you all are all guns blaring and green lights for drilling, the facts that I checked, and if you disagree, tell me, only 21 permits for offshore drilling have been issued by this date. In 2010, there were 32 permits. I just left the annual conference of LOGAL, which